when she said, turn a corn?
Turn a corn, yeah.
Is that right?
Daddy said, go out and get a turn of corn, and shell a turn of corn, carry it to the mill, get some meal.
About how much would that be?
Sometimes we'd have maybe a bushel or two bushels, or something like that. That's how much we got. Children would shuck, you know, and put in that shell. We get tired and quit and
get out of it.
We had lots of fun out there.
What kind of vegetables would you grow your own vegetables?
Oh yeah, everything in the world you can think of. My daddy had them. He had stuff, I guess you wouldn't think of it now. It was artichoke. Did you ever hear of that, artichoke?
Yes, sir, I have.
I know we grow them in the grow it in the garden. Tomatoes and all kind of stuff in there. We had potato patches, sweet potatoes, iced potatoes, and all that kind of stuff.
What would you use to season things with? Onions or?
Had onions, yeah.
Any special kinds you remember?
Well, we used to have these big onions grow way up high and go to seeds, you know. I believe it was red onions, I remember.
And the little green spring?
Yeah, have shallots, you know. All that kind. I had everything in the world in the garden you could think of.
Okra.
And squash and beans. And
what kind of beans would you grow?
We had two kinds. We'd grow bunch bean was one, and had another they called pole beans. You have to stick them, you know. They had a long wire running through the garden and sticks down like that in the ground up at the top. Time up at the top, you know, just like this, so it wouldn't fall over, and the beans run up on it, pick them.
Nice.
Then we had butter beans the same way, bunch beans, bunch butter beans, and pole butter beans. They'd run up on a vine, too, a line.
Did you grow any corn just to eat at the table?
Corn, yeah. We grew a lot of, my dad already had 7-8 horses and cattle, a lot of cattle. Right, corn.
Would you eat the same corn at the table as the animals?
We feed them, get roasting ears, you know. We had company. We had we had company all the time with that out in the country. Kept that man there. Then people come out from Bolivar, go out there, doctor out the hospital, come out there and spend the weekend. Daddy'd feed them, barbecue them, and have all those squirrels, put all that stuff in there. Brunswick stew, make a Brunswick stew.
I see.
Get squirrels and chickens and all do that kind of and make it all up, you know.
I see. Well, it sounds like you had a wonderful childhood there.
No, we did pretty well out there in the country. I've been in town since I was 12, you know, 12.
When you would eat chicken, you remember the bone like that?
Pulley bone. Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever hear of one part of it being called the boy bone?
No, let's see, what was it, something? You'd hold down and break it in the wishbone. What would you call it? A mega wish, you know? Stuff like that. All those kids had, we had a good time out in the country. We all had horses, and we'd ride and run horses.
I wanted to ask you, when you would bring corn in for roasting ears, what would you call the different parts of the ear? Would the outside be the shuck, right?
Yeah, we shuck all that off.
And then at the end of the ear, you'd have some fine stuff?
Not too much, no.
Would you call that silk, or was it tousle at the end?
Tousle, that was silk. Silk on the end of the corn, you know. Tousle's up high, that's on top of it. The stalk.
Never heard anybody call it silk a tousle.
Silk and tousle. It's corn silk and tousle, yeah.
Tousle's always at the top.
That's right.
How about melons?
I had watermelons, cantaloupes. We had, back in those days, banana cantaloupe. Great big girl, big long yarn. It's very good. I don't think you hear of them now.
No, I don't